is Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. The dust nuisance at Mineral Heights Primary School in Clarendon is now a thing of the past following the paving of the school's grounds. I'm Kedisha Watkis. Details in a moment. The government has been carrying out various infrastructural works at schools across the island as it seeks to improve conditions at the facilities. One such school was Mineral Heights Primary in Clarendon, which recently had its grounds paved under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. The project was undertaken through a partnership of the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, National Works Agency, NWA, and the Clarendon Parish Council. The $5.1 million project addressed the school's dust problem, which had been affecting the health of teachers and students.
It was a lot of dirt. It used to be dusty. The teachers, they always complain about getting sick with the dust and so on. And not only the dust, the rocky area was very dangerous for the children as well. Children used to fall over there, cut up themselves and damage their shoes and all of that. So the change has been very good.
Vice Principal of Mineral Heights Primary, Marsha Anderson. State Minister in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan, says the problem at the school could not be ignored.
The whole place was a dust bowl, and therefore when it rained, little water, and it was untidy for both children and the staff. So the need was there for us to do the paving of the schoolyard.
He says since completion of the project, teachers and pupils have been operating under conditions more conducive to teaching and learning. Several other areas of the school were also upgraded to give students a more user-friendly environment.
We were able to do a proper place if they want to have an outside function, graduation and so forth. We were able to put in a proper platform. And as part of it, we were able to repair the main water tank that was out of service for a long period of time. So the school is much better off today than before.
State Minister in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan. Work at the school also included the building of an area for disabled students. Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, NWA, Colin Morrison, says in addition to correcting the dust problem, improvement to the grounds also addressed the settling of water, which was creating a breeding ground for mosquitoes.
The works included filling of areas, some of your soft spots and material was removed. They added base course and sub-base material, and then the entire area was paved with asphaltic concrete. There is also an area where there's a large rock, and that was removed.
Students and teachers can now enjoy a safe and more comfortable environment thanks to the work undertaken.
The students, the teachers, the residents of the area, and parents welcome what was done. They were very pleased, because they said that the area was a source of discomfort for many years, and we have now done something to correct all of that.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison. Vice Principal of Mineral Heights, Marsha Anderson, shares a similar feeling.
It has been much better. Parents are still talking about it, and it's good for the children. The dust is down, so I think it's very much better than it was before.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Kedisha Watkis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise. Until next time, remember, students today are future leaders tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.